are listening to the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast, hosted by Independence Institute. On this podcast, you'll hear from the experts at Independence Institute talk about the issues important to Colorado and how to bring some sanity to this increasingly leftist state.
Question: do you miss Ken Buck yet? By me, John Caldera, published April 21st, 2024. The Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, has called for a vote on funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. He has done so at sizable professional risk. His isolationist Republicans might remove him from his leadership because of it. By the time you listen to this column, you'll likely know how those votes went. But as I write this, I have no idea. But I do know there is one vote that could have been wildly important if only there was a representative there to cast it. With Ken Buck's resignation well before his term ends, he has left the voters of Colorado's 4th Congressional District without a voice in government and at a remarkably critical time. Not only is the future of Ukraine's very existence at stake, but, again, so could be the leadership of the U.S. House, and a collapse there could have sizable impact on November's nationwide election. Even given my very libertarian leanings, I understand providing for the common defense is a core, enumerated duty of the federal government. I see a big difference between supporting our allies with American dollars and goods versus with American blood. One I support, the other I'd fight. Our president has given a very clear message to our foes all around the globe. The United States will always back down, always be the first to flinch. President Joe Biden said our withdrawal from Afghanistan would not be like the fall of Saigon, with people clamoring to grab onto a helicopter. He was right. Instead, they were fighting each other to grab onto the side of an airplane. He sent a signal of what U.S. commitment looks like, and Putin was watching. While Biden's words of encouragement for the people of Ukraine are occasionally stirring, he has doled out military supplies and technology so miserly that Putin's aggression, which could have been stopped had the Ukrainians had the right equipment, might well be victorious. Ukraine was in a remarkable, advantageous position to win this conflict if only they had the tanks and air superiority needed in the vital first months of the conflict. Biden refused to make that happen for fear Putin might escalate. In case no one's noticed, Putin is escalating, and Xi Jinping is watching. Biden takes credit for the American-made missile defenses that intercepted about 300 Iranian missiles headed towards Israel. Trying to convince Israel's prime minister not to retaliate, he encouraged Benjamin Netanyahu to, quote, just take the win. If someone shot at you 300 times, but you were able to dodge all of them, would you call that a win? And if you did, might it encourage the shooter? As an example of the beautiful irony that only history can provide, in the 1980s, Biden was one of the loudest voices against then-President Ronald Reagan's proposed Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, sometimes lampooned as Star Wars. Out of Reagan's work towards a missile defense shield, Israel has just been saved 300 times over for Biden to take credit. There are important and valid policy differences on foreign military aid. All I know is Colorado is down one important vote in Congress at a very critical time in history. I suspect Buck left well before the end of his term so he could be more sellable as a commentator on CNN or MSNBC. They need the credibility of a hardcore conservative, which Ken is, but they'd only hire one who is willing to throw rocks at Donald Trump. And what good would Buck be to a cable news show looking to take on Trump from the right if he could only join the team after the election? Thus, his market value as a talking head will be much higher as the presidential campaign heats up. Of course, this is just my speculation, but Buck does make a very good talking head. Sadly, America doesn't need another talking head. At this precarious moment in the world of growing instability, it would be nice to have a representative working on behalf of 720,000 Coloradans. A special election to fill the remainder of Buck's term will be on June 25th. 2 months can be a long, long time as international tensions boil far from home and leadership voids create havoc here at home.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give it a like and consider sharing it with a friend. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can catch our newest episodes. For more content from Independence Institute, go to thinkfreedom.org. Thanks for listening.